This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Oja. In a significant move for Mizoram's development, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the relocation of the Assam Rifles headquarters from central Aizawl to Joykhasang fulfills a long-awaited demand and underscores the Indian government's commitment to the Mizo people. Addressing the gathering at the ceremony, Shah described the relocation as more than just an administrative shift. He stressed that it is a symbol of the government's dedication to the people of Mizoram, whose unique topography had long made this change necessary.
1890 से आइजोल में सेना के पहला कैंप बना तब से लेकर आज तक के इतिहास में आइजोल के विकास के लिए इस सबसे बड़ा निर्णय माना जाएगा यह केवल एक एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव डिसीजन नहीं है भारत सरकार की मिजो जनता के प्रति रिस्पांसिबिलिटी का प्रतीक है मिजोरम के विकास के लिए भारत सरकार के कमिटमेंट का यह परिचायक है
The Union Home Minister highlighted government's efforts in fostering peace across the Northeast. Mr. Shah reassured the people of Mizoram of the government's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous and secure future. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has assured full government support for new startups developed by students. After interacting with students involved in the Hyperloop project at IIT Thayur, the minister pledged to prioritize its development and urged the students to focus on innovative technology prototypes. Addressing the inauguration of the Zetwerk electronics manufacturing sector in Sri Perambudur near Chennai, Vaishnav announced the establishment of two new electronic industries in Sri Perambudur and Manalur with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees.
With investment of 1,112 crore, these two will be set up as very large electronics manufacturing clusters and that will help our growth of electronics manufacturing in Tamil Nadu in a very big way. And that is the spirit of our Prime Minister.
He also revealed plans to renovate 77 railway stations under the Amrit scheme and construct 715 railway overbridges. Furthermore, 8 Vande Bharat trains are now operating in Tamil Nadu. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started today. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. BJP has termed Karnataka government's decision to provide 4% reservation to certain minorities in government contracts as unconstitutional. Briefing media persons at party headquarters in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad asserted that religion-based reservation is not permissible under the Indian Constitution. He added that reservation must be provided on the basis of social and educational backwardness. Mr. Prasad also said that the new standards set by the government in appeasement and vote bank politics are harmful to the nation.
Religious-based reservation is not permissible under the Indian Constitution. जो संविधान की बात बार-बार करते हैं, उसमें स्पष्ट लिखा हुआ है, social backwardness, educational backwardness.
The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has been selected for the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by Central Banking at London in UK. The Central Bank was awarded for its digital initiatives named Pravah and Sarathi, which were developed by its in-house developer team. Russia and Ukraine traded heavy aerial blows overnight, with both sides reporting more than 100 enemy drones over their respective territories. The attack comes less than 24 hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin met with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff to discuss details of the American proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Ukraine. Moving on to the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. And that's the end of this news bulletin.